4210 South MacArthur Drive. And tonight, which is Tuesday night, I want to give you a personal invite to meet us in our midweek worship service. We call it the all-in-one worship service. Tonight, prayer begins at 6:30 p.m. 7 p.m. praise and worship. 7:15 p.m. I will be teaching that word of God. It is going to be powerful tonight. Perfecting the saints and edifying the body of Christ until we all come into that unity of the faith. You know, Sunday morning, I start teaching that blessing lesson about the power of God in you. Many people, they know about the God of heaven, and they understand that God is in heaven. They understand that Jesus is sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercessions for us. But they never understand that not only is God in heaven, but God is also living on the inside of you. When you understand the power of God in you, you will begin to triumph. You will begin to walk in victory. You won't have an inferiority complex around anyone, because you know that Almighty God lives on the inside of you. I want you to get a pen and paper and jot down a few notes here on this broadcast. But tonight, this Bible study is going to be powerful. Teaching about the power of God in you. And that's at 6:30 p.m. We're going into prayer. 7 p.m. praise and worship. Dr. Isaiah Champion from Detroit, Michigan is going to lead us in that praise and worship. And then at 7:15 p.m. oh my God, it is going to be amazing. Did you hear me? I said it is going to be amazing. So get your Bible, get your pen, and get your notepad and meet us for the TNT, Teaching and Training, Perfecting the Saints and Edifying the Body of Christ. Well, you know, I'm really excited about planning this new church here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. I'm excited about all of our locations, and especially this location here at 4210 South MacArthur Drive. You know, I've been praying and helping God's people for over 36 years. I've traveled this country. I have witnessed with my own eyes. I've heard with my own hearing. I have heard people testify and brag on nobody but God. Sunday after that worship service, there was a young lady that I had not seen since 2002. And she began to tell of all of the testimonies and all of the praise reports. And another lady was standing there beside her, and she said that the word is out. If Apostle Broadnax tell you something, you can get ready. It's absolutely going to happen. So I'm saying to all of you that are listening to me right now, I want you to get ready to get your Bible, your pen, and your notepad and meet us tonight. It is going to be amazing. You see, until you understand, you know, who God is in you, you would always be looking without for God. You know, and God is closer than you even think. He's closer than hand and feet. God is closer than you could ever imagine him to be. But you must learn and understand this from the scripture. And once you understand this from that word of God, then you begin to walk in your kingdom authority. And you understand that you're a kingdom citizen, knowing that you've been adopted by God into this royal family. Yes, you've been adopted into this royal family. You are a kingdom citizen. And as a kingdom citizen, you have some kingdom rights as a believer. And I'm teaching that right here at 4210 South MacArthur Drive. It's no need for a child of God to be suffering and in lack and in shortage and always robbing Peter and trying to pay Paul, and sometimes nobody's getting paid at all. You see, that's not God. You see, you're always in warfare. Oh, what the devil is doing. Let me tell you something here. Once you understand the God that lives on the inside of you, you will know this, according to the word of God in Luke 10:19, that you have the power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Yes, beloved child of God, I'm going to teach you that God also is in heaven, but also God is living on the inside of you. In my devotion this morning, I begin to read this word of God. In Psalms 39, beginning at verse 7, verse 8 and 9. And the word of God says here in Psalms 139:7, he said, whither should I go from thy spirit? See, tonight you're going to learn something in this Bible study. Or whether should I flee from thy presence? Verse 8, if I ascend up into heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand should hold me. So, in other words, the Psalms is saying, ain't nowhere I can go to get away from God. And you got to understand this right here, that God lives on the inside of the believer, you see. You know, I think about it that when Jesus was 30 years old, and before he went to the temple to declare that he was the Son of God, he went down to Jordan. And John the Baptist, you know, he was the one crying in the wilderness, preparing the way for the Lord. And John looked up and said, behold, there comes the Lamb of God. And then Jesus stepped into that water in the Jordan with John and instructed John to baptize him. And John was saying, but now Jesus, now listen. I know what God showed me, what God told me. I don't need to baptize you. If anybody need to be baptized in somebody, you need to be baptized in me. But Jesus said the scripture must be fulfilled. And the Bible declares that when John baptized Jesus, that the Spirit of the Lord, descend up on him in the shape, in the form of a dove. And John said that God told him, whosoever you see the Spirit descend upon and remain up on him, he it is that should take away the sins of this world. John said, I'm not even worthy to untie his shoes. Listen to me very carefully. The Spirit. And we're going to be talking about that tonight. The Spirit of God. You see, the question is asked from a child that asked me one day, said, where do God live? And I begin to explain to him. I said, son, I said, God lives in heaven. And then I said to him also, son, God lives in you. And he said, what? I said, yes, Almighty God that lives in heaven also lives on the inside of the believer. You know, that's the kind of stuff that make you put your head up, your shoulders back, knowing that God lives in you. And you would say, Jace Broadnax, now this stuff you talking, can you prove this stuff from the word of God? I'm telling you, once you understand the power of God in you, that's when you're going to start walking and showing up victory. You see, you ain't going to be around here running from no devil. No, you're going to realize this one thing, that you have the power, and heaven bags you up. You have the power to triumph. You have the power to bind here in the earth realm. And God said, now, if you bind it here, God said it's already bound in heaven. God said, if you loose it here, it's already loosed in heaven. The word of God says this right here in 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Yes, as an individual, you are the temple of God. It didn't say the building. It didn't say the sanctuary. It didn't say the church. No, you are the church. He said, you are, as a believer, you are God's temple. You are God's dwelling place. You are where God wants to live. That's right. He desired to live on the inside of you. And he lives in you through his spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. You see, when you have the Holy Ghost, you have God in Jesus. You see, the Trinity, they all are one. And God lives in you through the Holy Spirit. I like to just to say Holy Ghost. But listen to me very carefully. We're going to finish this tonight right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. And if you're ready to take it to the next level in your walk with God, or close to walk with God, understanding the power of God in you and working through you, then you don't want to miss this service tonight. This is our midweek worship service. We call it the all-in-one service. Prayer begins at 6:30 p.m. Praise and worship, 7 p.m. 7:15, I'm going to have that Bible. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Right here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. If you need to put it in your telephone by the zip code, 71302, 71302. For more information, that number is 318-466-2001, 318-466-2001. I got to go, but I pray I see you tonight.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.